Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM just outside Seattle in the United States. Actually, today, even though my studio is in Seattle, I'm broadcasting live from Nagoya, Japan, where I've been giving a series of presentations on UFOs and extraterrestrial life beyond this planet in Nagoya, Tokyo, Kamakura, and Osaka. Tonight, I will be giving a presentation in Osaka, and if you are in the area and would like to come, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can always email jseti@events.com. That's jseti@events.com. Out of This World Radio focuses on out of this world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, and metaphysics, and and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a better place. And I know that with our interview today with Ariana and her friend Kyle Matthews, it's going to be a very, very enlightening experience and really, truly out of this world. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing spiritual and metaphysical radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. And I guarantee today's show will be really out of this world. Ariana, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm right here, Ted.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Kyle, are you there?
I'm here too, Ted. Thanks.
Oh, great, great. Now, Kyle, you're out in California, and Ariana, you're in New York today?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm in Japan, and so even though we're separated by about 10 to 12,000 miles, it sounds like you're right next door. So that's good.
That's right.
That's good. That's good. Well, the reason I asked both of you to come on today is that I know Ariana and Kyle, you're very fortunate in that you've been in contact with some wonderful, benevolent extraterrestrials, and they've given you some information which I think humanity would really enjoy hearing about, including things about time travel, global warming, and cleaning up the radiation of Fukushima. Little bit about your background, Ariana. You were born in Japan in 1971 and then attended, had a wonderful family, childhood growing up, and then attended college in California, was very successful in California with your husband who you met in California. Later, started on a new spiritual path, and you published a book called Light Atonement, which is a workbook, and at the end of every chapter you offer thought-provoking questions to guide and inspire readers on their own spiritual journeys toward discovery. It's a fascinating book, and I urge everyone to get a copy of her book. It's called Light Atonement. She's now working with a wonderful psychic named Kyle Matthews, and I know I've been in contact with both of you, and especially Ariana here in the last six, 8 months or so. And you've been very fortunate, Ariana and Kyle, in getting information about technologies which what I think would really benefit humanity. So that's why I wanted to bring you both on today. Kyle, your background, you've been working psychic for more than 25 years, and you've helped thousands of people. You have the ability to see and read other people's auras, contact with one's guardian angels. And you can contact other dimensions to help people find the answers to almost anything. With that, I'd like to welcome you both to the show today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, Ariana. Well, Ariana, I think I'd like to bring you on first. I know there's so much we can talk about today, but I wanted to ask you first. You've been very fortunate, in that you've been given some very valuable information for humanity on helping to solve the world's problems. Would you like to tell my many listeners around the world a little bit about that, please?
Yes. First of all, I channel four beings from other dimensions. First and foremost, I channel a being called Lanish. He's a time traveler, and he has access to any dimensions, and you know, he can bring information from the future and the past, and he has been working with me on this earth trying to make changes. I also channel three other beings. They are my star families. They are my families in the future. I channel my father, and I channel my twin sister, and I channel my future self. And actually three of those beings speak together. I could speak them separately, but they like to speak together. So what I do is if people ask me questions, I channel, and, you know, just whoever wants to speak and answer the question, I let them speak, and I speak in light language. So this isn't English or Japanese. These are the languages of their own from the seventh dimension. And so, but Kyle Matthews here is fortunate enough, he could understand and translate for me in English. So that's how we work together to bring them information.
Well, I feel I'm so honored to have you both on today. That's incredible, Kyle. I'd love your a little bit of as well your comments as well, my friend.
Well, yeah, I mean it's pretty interesting. I mean, when she first started speaking the light language, we didn't know what it meant. We didn't know any of it. I mean, I couldn't understand it either. But through time, it's just patience and kind of learning to listen and to my guardian angel to ask for her to interpret it for me. I started understanding what she was saying, so I can basically relate most of it. Sometimes there's words that I'll say that there isn't an English interpretation for, so we have to like just kind of pass by some of those. But most of it can be interpreted now, and it gets stronger and stronger as we do it more and more. So it's been really an interesting ride. But when she first started talking it was a really interesting thing, because we were like, okay, well, what are you saying? I mean, I can feel something, but I don't know what you're saying, you know. But it was interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, it just comes out so free from her, and you know, I mean, she was talking for hours at a time, and we would record it. We, you know, thank God we recorded some of the stuff at the beginning, because we wouldn't have never understood any of it if we wouldn't have it. We recorded a lot of it, so we could go back, and I could even interpret it now when I couldn't interpret it before. So that's really interesting.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, one thing I want to share with you, I'm a psychic myself, and I know I've been talking to Ariana for several months now, and I'm getting a tremendous amount of love being sent from the other side, both not only to you and all three of us here, but to the whole world, actually, my many listeners around the world, and that they're here to help. They have so much they want to say on today's show. Are you getting the same message?
Definitely, they cannot wait to start speaking. So let them speak.
They are ready.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and open up the first door here, and I know that I know there's a lot of things we could start off with today, and the first one I want to start off with is Fukushima. I know mm-hmm. that I did a healing session last night here in Nagoya, Japan. And the my friends in the Galactic Alliance came through and said that they have come through and they have cleaned up, starting to clean up Fukushima. Your friends, I'm getting they definitely want to come in and make some comments on that. I'd love to have them come in.
Sure. Okay.
They also that we didn't talk about this, but they talk in layers. So, you know, there's the first outer layer, and then there's the second layer and third layer, and it goes deep down inside. So I'm trying to go down as far as I can. But the first thing they're talking about is they're talking about the work that you're doing and the stuff that you're doing right now, Ted. They're saying they are so happy with what you're doing because it's so important, because that area was getting to a point where it was going way down. And they were talking about how you've already started bringing the energy back up, and it's saying that, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, please, because they said it was enough people and enough energy being put into it. It's gonna bring that energy up to a level that is, you know, livable, basically, is what they're saying. And I don't know exactly what's going on over there exactly, you know, verbatim, because I don't know that much about it. But I know that they're saying it's been really, really bad there, and that you're bringing that level up to a place where people are going to be able to function there without, you know, getting sick and stuff. So. They want Ariana to send some crystals for you to put in the water there. So I want to make sure we do that.
I will call them to sell them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they said that for you to make seven crystals send up there, Ariana. So
I'll do that. I mean, for the listeners, one of the things I do is I call them crystals. And that crystal can for a long time send energy out for me. So I think that would be a great idea.
And it's like the one you did in Canada. Remember the one you worked on in Canada with the water up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they said. So they brought that up. They also said that they're working on it too. So they're working with you guys, with everybody, and they're definitely sending energy too. And they've got some work coming on right now. And they said they're bringing in some other beings that are coming there to work too. So I think everyone's going to work together on this. So they've been wanting to work on this for a while. So with whatever you started, Ted, you started something. So they're all coming. So they said there's a bunch of different from some kind of federation thing. They're coming. They said.
Thank you so much, Kyle and Ariana, for sharing that. You know, we're all in this together. And I received a message when I was actually at James Gillian's UFO Ranch in, I think it was either June or July of this year, where I was told by the Galactic Alliance to, I mean, they could come in and clean up everything at Fukushima and all the radiation today. But they wanted us to co-create with them and to take responsibility for the what happened there, so that we would have a stake in the future, the outcome of the place, and that would help us spiritually evolve as well. So what I've been doing on almost every radio show, I've been asking for help,
wow.
That's what I did again, and that's why I think, you know, Professor Einstein has just come in, and he just told me to share this famous quote from him that there's no such thing as coincidence. Things happen for a reason. And the reason we're all connected today is to send love and light to the people and to the children of Fukushima in helping to clean up that mess. The help is not going to come from top down from our governments, because I think a lot of governments don't know what to do. And even the ones who want to help don't really know what to do. And so you have to find, for spiritual reasons and spiritual help, and of course we've got a lot of friends off planet who are ready, willing, and able to help us, and they've already cleaned up much of Fukushima and the planet as well. The other organization I want to mention is Project Out of. They provide what they call angel water to the children of Fukushima, which actually prevents cancer. Angel water was originally discovered by a Russian scientist named Dr. Smirnov in Chernobyl, and he found that children and adults drinking this water from the spring, Ariana and Kyle, actually did not get cancer, prevented cancer. So the Emoto office in Tokyo sends this water for free, distributes it free to the children of Fukushima. Their director, Michiko Hayashi, is a wonderful person, and they do so much work. It's like angelic work, God's work in helping the people there. So anyway, I'm getting a flood of information now from them, but I just want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing that with me.
Oh, great.
It's an honor.
Yes, I being in Japan today, I mean, if the Galactic Alliance had not stepped in and cleaned up much of the Pacific and Fukushima, I think many more people would simply get cancer and be very, very ill today across the Pacific, across the world. But it just hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, Ariana, that they've also given you other information on global warming and time travel. I'd love for you to share some of the maybe information you've gotten on global warming as well.
Okay, global warming. Okay.
The first thing they say, Ted, is they said that they agree with you completely with the governmental stuff. They said what the governments are doing is they don't know where to start, so they don't do anything. You know, instead of starting somewhere and just working from there, they don't start, so they never really get to it. And they said it, and they can only do so much, because they said it's up to us to show an effort. If we show an effort, they will come in and help with all of it. And with the global warming, with the water over there, I mean, everything, they will come in and do what they can. But they can't do it unless we show an effort forward. And so, you know, the global warming thing is a major thing. They've given us some diagrams and some information to tell the government even what to do. We can only hope that it gets to the right hands and that someone does do something about it. But again, it takes the little people, all of us, it takes all of us focusing on that energy and really help there, and they can actually come in and help and, you know, probably create a way of getting it done in a quicker manner. And they're trying to send the information through us, and we've given information on this and many other things, and we've sent it out to people, and hopefully we'll hear something back soon from some of these people that maybe we can help them get even more, you know, detailed information on how to do it. They're thankful for you or your show. They just say they keep saying they're thankful to you for all the effort you're putting forward, and they said they've been sending information to you for a while now. So they said that, you know, they've been sending information too. So, but anyway, that's what they said.
Well, thank you, Kyle. And Arianna, I just want to thank, I'm so appreciative to having both of you on today. I know that about a month ago, I was receiving a tremendous amount of spiritual download information, and a lot of it was subconscious. And I think I'm still getting that now, actually. But I know that I did receive that one message earlier this summer that if we asked them for the help, they, because of free will, that they could step in, and they would step in to help us clean up Fukushima. Unfortunately, many of the governments around the world don't know what to do, and so they chose to ignore it. I know that if you look at the media here in the United States, Fukushima's disappeared off the map. They don't talk about it. It's still there. Mm-hmm. I've heard in Japan as well. It's just kind of a subject that it's taboo. People don't talk about it. But you know, I mean, like, it's a little bit like ignoring the fact that if you're a woman and you're pregnant, if you ignore that long enough, pretty soon the problem gets so big you have to do something about it. So.
You're right.
You know, or as like my dad used to say about teeth. You know, if you ignore your teeth, they will go away. But with Fukushima, it's not going away. It's still there. And by sticking your head in the sand really doesn't help anybody with anything.
That's correct.
It's true. You know. Your denial is over a network, you know.
Absolutely. The other thing too, Arianna, I know that your friends have they given you information too about free energy or as other topics as well?
Okay, let me bring them in.
They talk about, like, you know, your meaning, like they're talking about the solar energy and all that kind of thing. They're talking
That's
about
right.
that. They're saying
uh-huh.
the sun. They're saying the sun is got so much energy, and it's our biggest power plant, and we're not using it enough. You know, they said that, you know, it is something that we should be really figuring out ways to do that, and there are ways now to do these solar panels and things like that that are like three or four times as strong as the best ones they have now, and they just haven't. They haven't spent enough time doing it, and you know, and I think, you know, we have too many companies and too many things that are using other types of power that are kind of blocking it a little bit still. You know, it's getting better, but they said you've got so many big power players down there on that planet that would rather hold this off as long as possible so they can keep, you know, making money off of other things. So, and they said, but it's coming, and soon we won't have a choice in the matter. They said so. They just keep talking about what we're doing to this earth and how we've just drained it out so badly that, you know, that it's going to cause so many problems that we're going to have a few problems coming up soon and that are going to be with, you know, major problems that are like, you know, like more like earth type movement problems. So, and that's going to cause us to really think twice about using any more of that power. So the old power. So
sure. One thing I was told many years ago by the Pleiadians. Was that people here, our earth scientists here don't realize it, but when you pump out oil, the oil, everything has a purpose on this planet, and oil has a purpose of actually lubricating the tectonic plates on this planet. So mm-hmm. if you pump out all the oil, guess what happens is that since the plates are always moving constantly, you pump out the oil, then you get these tremendously destructive earthquakes on the planet here.
So that's what they're talking about, yeah.
Okay, sure, where there's no lubrication. And so you get this, otherwise, since the plates are moving constantly, if the oil was kept in the planet itself without pumping it all out, you'd have far, far fewer disasters related to earthquakes because there would be this shifting of the plates, but there wouldn't be this tremendous jarring action which causes the 6-point, 7-point, 8-point, 9-point earthquakes. And we don't need to use the oil either because there's far cheaper and far more environmentally friendly energy sources which we could use here.
Mm-hmm. They agree completely with you, so.
Yeah. Can you bring them in if they have anything else to say on this matter?
Please, that would be wonderful.
They said we've already taken enough out that's going to cause this, you know, our land part of our planet to probably change its form slightly. So, you know, or maybe more than slightly, but they said slightly. They said no, we didn't say slightly, but anyway, they meant more than slightly. But that it's going to change our forms of our land parts anyway. So, you know, it's something that has to be handled now. If not, it may not all happen in our lifetimes, but it will happen in our children's lifetimes, and it's stuff that's going to be major, and we've got to start doing the right things now. They said, again, they bring up the sun. They said it is your biggest energy plant on this planet. It gives you everything, and just use it. Use it wisely and use it smartly. They said it gives you everything you need if you just use it correctly. So,
well, that's really wonderful advice. I just wanted to make a quick station break for those who just tuning in. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. I'm broadcasting today live from Nagoya, Japan, where I'm giving a series of presentations. I have a wonderful lady on the line named Ariana, who's been in contact with extraterrestrials. And I also have her friend Kyle Matthews, who's also been in contact as well. And they're sharing some very important and very profound information for humanity. If we can open ourselves up to spiritual advancement and to helping this planet out, what kind of future do they see for humanity, Ariana and Kyle?
Go ahead, Ariana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ted, the first thing they said was they said they have hope. They have hope for us. That's why they're working with us. They wouldn't even be working with us if they didn't have hope for us. So, you know, they have great hope for us. And they said that, you know, with people like you and you know, helping with the big broadcast and getting it out there to the people, they said it's bringing, and they said every person counts. They said every person that sits down and spends a moment to think about what we're doing and to help change it. And just, you know, enough, you know, they said something about our intentions. When our intentions are set correctly, things happen. If everyone works together and has the same intentions, they said, we're going to make the changes happen even within ourselves and within the planet. But, you know, the planet is connected to us and we're connected to it. And they said, you have to understand that and you have to, like, you know, ground with that planet to become one with your planet and the other people here on it. Because that's what you guys are supposed to do to begin with. It's like, well, if we were all one body, and we're just the little cells. If we were the cells in a body, where each person was one cell, that's what they said. They said we've got to work together to keep it all alive. And that's what they said. We're doing it now. And so we're starting on it. And they said it's just going to take time, but they said it is going to, there's a bright outlook in the end of it if we keep doing what we're doing. It's when we weren't doing it and then we, you know, or we stopped doing it, that's when the problems start to exist majorly. So.
Sure. I saw an article on the internet last week. I believe it was from a gentleman named Arne Gunderson, a nuclear scientist. I believe he lives on the U.S. West Coast somewhere. And he was coming out with these doom and gloom things about millions dying from Fukushima. And I read that and I said, oh man, that's terrible misinformation. Because if you the population, guess what you're going to create? You're going to create a disaster. On the other hand, if you give hope to people, and let them know that they've got friends off planet who will help them help the world clean up Fukushima, and that we've got a beautiful bright future. That's what you're going to create. So that that's what you know. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I think that our future is very, very bright. And so I want people to remember that if you buy into that fear, if you think there's going to be a disaster, you will create that disaster. But on the other hand, if you think there's going to be a positive future, you will create that positive future.
It's very true, very true, very true.
Kyle and Ariana, what I'd love to ask your friends, what can they do today? Let's say we have someone sitting listening to my show, for example, in Los Angeles or New York or Seattle, Chicago, or even in Tokyo or Sweden somewhere, perhaps in London. What could they do today to help turn things around?
This was the other free talking. If anyone didn't notice the difference in the sound, they were saying, they said that what they can do is they can start by visualizing, by sending out energy to the world. They could take a second and close their eyes, they said, and just visualize sending out this energy to heal the world, to heal this planet. And then they said they can go out and they can be kind to the people around them and share the information about how we can all do something. You know, it's just picking up something, doing something, I mean, cleaning up something. I mean, little things mean a lot. And also, you know, conserving things, conserving water, not wasting it. I mean, things like that. Or even, you know, people that need to donate, if they need to donate to something, doing something good, you know, something that's changing this planet in a positive way. Or go out and do something, spend a couple hours a week doing something that helps this planet. There's so many things they can do, and it's simple little things that start the whole process. And they said there are so many organizations out there that are trying to help with this, that can find somewhere in some place to help with this. So, and they said it just takes, but just the thought alone will start this process. And they said you don't realize how strong your mind is. And they said you guys use such a small part of your mind and your brain. They said, but your mind is so advanced that if you can just touch in it and use that focal point to focus on some other things, how much is it creating it? So they said it's really, really important that people try this. Just try to do it. Just try something that's out of your normal grip of reality, but just by thinking your thoughts and seeing something better happening here on this planet, and watch how quick it happens. So.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Kyle, Ariana. And with that, I know I've talked about this already several times in the program, but Fukushima, I believe, is so important to the future of humanity that it is cleaned up, that I'd like to take ask all my listeners around the world now just to take a minute, and I want you to visualize love and light being sent and surrounded to the children and people of Fukushima as well as Japan, so that the Galactics can step in and clean up the radiation there. I know that they came in last night and did some wonderful cleanup, and I want us to do that again. Fukushima is four times the severity of the accident in Fukushima is four times greater than that at Chernobyl, and many people died at Chernobyl, but not as many people have died actually at Fukushima because they've actually come in and helped. But we needed to step up to the plate and I think take spiritual responsibility for helping the people of Japan and helping the people of Fukushima cope with clean up the radiation. So I'd just like to take a minute now. And just for a second, I want everyone to visualize light and love around the children and people of Fukushima and asking that the Galactics come in and clean it up. I want to tell you that it's working, that they're there now. They are working on doing some more cleanup. I just got that now.
So did I.
Just got it now. And actually, between last night's healing session and the healing that we just did now for Fukushima, they're telling me that this is accomplished more for cleaning up the radiation than the combined public and private efforts to clean up Fukushima in the last 4.5 years.
Wow. said they just showed me a giant ship that was had a hose down from it, and it was sucking up the water and running it through all these filters and then putting it back in. It was interesting.
Oh, that is just incredible. That is just incredible. I want to give you a quick example of what we can do with the power of our minds. And this is, I've talked about this before on the radio show, and I think it's worth repeating today. It was an interview I had, my first interview with Dr. Masaru Emoto on July 25th, 2014, last year. And in the middle of the interview with him, I said to Dr. Emoto, I said, Dr. Emoto, you know, your work with positive thoughts on water, creating these beautiful water crystals is wonderful, but would it work to create world peace? And he said, most certainly. So I said, well, at the time, the Israelis and the Palestinians were fighting in the Gaza Strip. And I said, well, let's do an intention experiment where we send love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians. For them to have a brief ceasefire to exchange the wounded, to provide medical care and food to the wounded. And so I asked Dr. Emoto to do it. He did, I know, and I asked my listeners around the world to do that. And then that was at 3:30 p.m. Seattle time on July 25th, 2014. And then at 8:30 p.m. I got to where I was staying that evening, and I turned on CNN. And lo and behold, right at that very instant when I turned on the television, the Israelis and the Palestinians had spontaneously agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies for the wounded. And that only took, it was incredible, but it worked. And that took, what, 2 or 3 minutes of our time? And think of all the money spent on the weapons in the Middle East and all the fighting and how useless all this hatred and fighting's been. It's gotten us absolutely nowhere except killing off a bunch of people. Making everyone around the in that part of the world very unhappy, and we did more in a couple of minutes with our intention sending love and light to the Palestinians and Israelis for world peace than all the bombs and all the fighting that was done in the area earlier.
That's incredible.
And you know, if our government was enlightened, and I'm talking I should say governments of the world were enlightened, truly enlightened, they would have a Department of Peace rather than a Department of Defense or a Department of Offense, and they would have a prayer. And they would have a prayer department where where they would have maybe 10 to 20 spiritual people who would constantly send out prayers for world peace. And I think that would have a much better and more beneficial effect than all the armaments, all the nuclear bombs, and all the wars that seem to be going on in this planet. That would be a far better way to spend our energy. And then the monies that we use now for all these weapons could be instead used for education. It could be used to clean up the environment. It could be used to create a truly a paradise here on planet Earth.
You know, Ted, Ariana's people often talk about different things that they... One of the things they talked about was all the people in these power positions that are leading these groups to fight each other, and that they're all, you know, these control freak people that are all into this power and, you know, thinking they're being tested on some level. And what they, you know, the Ariana's people said that, you know, there are no tests on this planet. There are only lessons. And we've just got to learn the lessons. And they, you know, if these people would get over thinking they're going to fail at a test, that way it would change this world in such a drastic way.
Sure. You know. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I've been in touch with Nostradamus on the other side, and one of the things he said, they said the timeline has changed from 4 or 5 years ago to one of disaster and World War III to a truly beautiful and existence for everyone here on the planet. These changes which are happening now will pick up steam, and by the 2020s and 2030s, I think we'll be living in a far better and much, much, much happier place than we are now.
That's amazing.
Let me bring them in. Yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let me bring them in. I think they want to say something on this issue.
Okay.
They again said they agree with you, Ted. They agree with everything you're saying, and they agree with Nostradamus' things are changing. They said, it's just, we just got to keep it up. And I mean, they said, you know, every time you broadcast your show and one new person hears your show, it changes it in such a drastic way because of the pyramid effect, you know. And so it's just, you know, keeping up the good work. I mean, you know, you're getting out there to many people, and you know, in another, you know, couple of years, you'll be out to so many more people, and it'll just be making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's up to us as individuals to really help share the information that you're bringing to everybody. So, you know, thank your goodness you're bringing up the information. They're very happy with you, that's for sure. Wow.
Well, thank you. You know, the response that I've gotten here in Japan is just tremendous. I love the people here. I love the culture. They're so sweet, so sincere, and they have a thirst for knowledge, and also too for genuinely helping to make this planet a better place. And I think that goes true for the United States, Canada, all over the world. There are good people out there, so many, who are sick and tired of the wars, sick and tired of the pollution. Extremely tired of our so-called government leaders doing nothing to do the real changes that's necessary to make this planet a better place. And I think the changes actually are coming not from top down, but from bottom up, from the people like you and me working on the ground level with lots of others, sending good thoughts, for example, to the children and people of Fukushima. That's what's making a difference. Not all the nuclear weapons and the militaries and the fighting. That's not accomplishing anything except making us more miserable.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Ariana and Kyle, are there any other messages? We've got about 15 minutes or so. I'd love to hear from your friends on the other side too about any other.
They just want to re-enhance everything that's been said even today on this show, and that. You the people, they said, you are the ones that make the difference. They said, you guys start the whole thing glowing. They said, just the more like minds that we have, the more energy combining together with other people will bring this whole thing to a great place to live. They said, it'll make this place as beautiful as it can be, and it will be the Garden of Eden, as they say. And it will be that place that you just come to that is beautiful. And they said, it's what feeds you, so why wouldn't you feed it? They said, of course, you know, you understand that to a certain extent, but you have to do something about it to make that place, you know, become better. They said, just like farmers, when they farm on their land, they have to cultivate that dirt and really make it a better dirt so that it becomes grows better crops. They said, we have to take care of every part of our planet, and we're not doing that now, and we're not taking care of when we, you know, we used to cut trees down and never plant new trees. You know, now at least we are planting new trees now, but we used to never do that. And so now, you know, it's just those little things that go out, and you go out and plant a tree, or go out and do something like that, or go buy a real Christmas tree, you know, just things like that. When you support things that do things to hurt our planet, it doesn't help this planet at all. So try supporting things that make this planet a better place. They said, and it starts with the smallest things, from what you buy at the grocery store to what you do in your home. And they said, you know, it's just so important, because they said waste is not going to help this planet. And they said, you guys waste way too much.
Right. So. And I think concomitant with that as well, Kyle and Ariana, is the fact that we need to treat each other with more love and respect. Mm-hmm. And that goes across the board, all over the planet. One of the things that I really like about Japan is that people are so courteous here, so respectful. It's always a joy and delight to be here. Even when I go into a 7-Eleven in Tokyo, I'm treated like I'm in a 5-star hotel.
a little more safe for it. I mean, I haven't been to Japan yet, but I've been, you know, just the place here in the United States, I haven't quite felt that. So.
I mean, I am overwhelmed with the way people have treated me so well here. I'm going back to the U.S. next week, but I don't feel like going back, to be honest, but I know I have to go back.
Well,
That's right. I'll go back. But it's my country, so I have to. I guess I have to go back. Anyway, so. but it's. I think Japan certainly is a lesson for the rest of the world on how you can have a society that treats people with decency and respect. I think that. Certainly, there's a lot of good people around the world, a lot of good people in the United States who treat each other with respect. But sometimes when I'm back home in the U.S., sometimes people are a little bit gruff, and they don't need to be. I think that they can certainly learn to treat people with more respect. So.
Jed, here in L.A., the only time we ever meet our neighbors is when we could live in an apartment building, live right next door. We meet them when we have an earthquake or something. You know, and that seems to be the time we meet them. We meet them when we're outside in front, standing there going, oh, you live next door, huh? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, if we would just walk over and shake our neighbor's hand, I mean, I'm from the Midwest where at least, I mean, we don't even have to lock our doors. I mean, you know, and we go and we know the neighbors and they borrow a cup of sugar. I mean, you know, or whatever they need. You know, here it's a different place. But I mean, I wish people would be a little kinder. I mean, it just if we would be just, you know, say hello to someone and, you know, make their day, or, you know, just it's amazing when you do that, when you just spend a day just saying hello to everybody and, you know, saying have a good day or something like that. It changes people's lives, and people don't realize that, but it's so important that we do those kind of things, because kindness is the key. Ariana, people are always saying, Be kind. You know, they stress that so strongly because they said, if you're just kind to everything and everyone, it changes the whole planet. You know?
And the real kindness starts with oneself. So one has to be kind to ourselves first.
So many
of us are so harsh to, you know, ourselves, and it just doesn't help. So
That's true. And for the people who are homeless in the United States and trying to get by on street corners, I mean, even if I'm broke, if I run into a homeless person and they're there and they've got a pathetic cardboard sign saying please help, I'll give them a couple of bucks even if I'm broke, or I'll buy them a cup of coffee, or if I don't have any money, I'll give them some kind words. Those are the little things that really help make this planet a better place. I know it's not much, but it's the intention, again, and that, I think, helps make the world a better place.
I agree.
People just need to have hope. I think they really just need to have hope, and sometimes that kind word gives them hope for the day. It gives them hope for the whole month or the year. You know, so mm-hmm. We have to give hope out there. We have to share hope. That's what we have to do.
One of the things that I like about the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo is that they publish children's books based upon the work of Dr. Emoto, and it teaches children 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the theory is that if you teach kids at that early age love and gratitude, by the time they're older adults, then they're not going to be interested in, for example, committing crimes, domestic violence, or even going off to the wars. To wars in the Middle East, which last for 50 years, they're helping to create through their work a better planet, and you are too. Actually, we're all in this together. We're all connected as one big family. Well, Ariane and Kyle, I wanted to ask you. We've got about 10-12 minutes left, and. I want to give the floor both to both of you and to your friends in the higher dimensions as to what kind of messages that they would like to give my listeners around the world.
Okay.
They said learning to listen. Gaining knowledge, they said. Looking for knowledge, listening to information. I'm sure Ted, you can give them tell them where they can find information at. And you know, if they'll just go and learn something new each day, you know, and really, really try to gain information on what's going on out there in this planet. Because we sit down and if you turn on the news every night, you're only going to see disasters and terrible things, and you become depressed, and you're going to become in one of these zombies that watch the news every night and do come stuck with that whole desperate, like you were saying, that whole desperate, sad thing about, you know, the hope. And so, if they could just go and find information where so many people, you know, don't listen to them this planet either. They don't notice. They don't look. They don't see. You know, we're so busy trying to make a living or trying to pay our bills or whatever we're doing. But we need to stop sometimes and really, as they say, stop and smell the roses, or, you know, and see what's out there. See what, you know, just they've just been, you know, 60 seconds, you know, meditating and touching the ground, touching the grass. I mean, touching something that makes them ground themselves and really see what's going on out there in the world. And in the real way, and then in a good way, in a positive way. You know, instead of these negative ways, they will become on that positive train, and that's going to change everything. So that's what they're trying to tell us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's a beautiful message. Wow, wow, wow. I know that it's funny. I have heard that people that, for example, live in skyscrapers, like they've got condos, in high-rise condos that live many years, the incidence of mental illness actually is higher because they're not grounded to the planet.
Wow.
So if you do live in a high-rise skyscraper, be sure to try to get out into the ground and walk around a little bit.
I have to do that right now.
Really? Are you in a high-rise skyscraper, Ariana?
Yes, I am.
I'm on the
31st floor.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I have a nice view, but I'm way up high up, so.
Okay.
You need to grow a little bit of grass up there where you're at. Just grow a little piece of grass that you can touch every once in a while.
Yeah, that'd be good therapy. Yeah, go to if you're in New York City, Ariana, go to Central Park and maybe just kind of walk around for a few minutes.
Good idea.
Well, I'm on the second floor in a nice apartment complex here in Nagoya, so I'm not too far off the ground. But after this, I plan to take a walk and wake up a little bit. It's early in the morning here, and you know, you're both such a gift to humanity, and your messages are very profound and important. Our friends on the other side have been wanting to get back on the air now for quite some time, and we'll discuss this later. But there's some important projects that they want us to immediately start on, I'll call you later, a little later today. We can talk about it. I think we have to take responsibility for our actions, and people have to realize that we're co-creators with the Supreme Being for a better planet. I think that the future of humanity is very, very bright, and if we keep working at it, that I know we can create a far better and much happier planet, not only for ourselves but our children and our children's children. I mean, I look at young kids today, and I want them to have a better and happier future. And there's no reason for fighting. There's no reason for pollution. There's no reason for misery on this planet, because I think that the true nature of humanity and human people here is to be benevolent and to be happy, and not to be sad or full of hate.
That's beautiful. Let me bring in a couple of my other star beings here.
Okay, wonderful.
You did it again, Ariana. You did it again.
What did I do?
It sounds like you set off a fax machine or something.
Yeah, sometimes when I channel, the telephone starts acting weird because they think it's a fax machine going through.
I thought for a minute that you've blown out the circuits, but I'm glad you're still there.
Someone was answering her. I know that. I heard it. I heard both sides of it. So, what she was saying was, she was saying that it's important that people, you know, one thing people can do to really get themselves in a really good space is they can forgive themselves. They got to forgive themselves for anything they're holding on to. You know, the past is the past, and you know, if you're holding on to guilt or fear or anger or whatever you're holding on to, just release it to the universe and let it go, because it'll filter out and it'll just disappear and dissipate. And they have to release this guilt, especially, because the only way we can move forward is for everyone to just learn to work together. And they said, and one way to do that is if everyone comes from an even ground and an even space, there's enough for us to have everything we need and want here on this planet, as long long as we believe we deserve it and we've released those fears and guilt and doubts and all that stuff, it just needs to be released, is what they're saying. So
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to share something with everyone now. It's something I've noticed. If you're ever having a down day, and you want to cheer yourself up, look into the eyes of your wife or husband or your partner, or the eyes of a small child. Could be your child or a grandchild, or look into the eyes of your pet, cat or dog. And because the Supreme Being is within all of us, and because our nature is to be benevolent, joyful human beings, if you look into the eyes of a loved one, you will see that God energy within them, and you'll experience that joy and happiness more than anything else. I just want to leave people with that, and leave them with the message that I believe if we all work together, we can co-create a beautiful, bright future for all of us on this planet. And I think the time's coming. I can feel it. I know we're getting help from the angelic realms, as well as a lot of extraterrestrial civilizations off planet. And Ariana and Kyle, I just want to thank you so much for your wonderful work.
Well, thank you for having
us. And we'll talk about this a little later. But I think it's time for all of us to meet somewhere soon to discuss this. But
sounds great.
Maybe in Los Angeles. Let's just plan on it, and I'll give you a call when I get back to the United States next week. We'll set up a meeting, but we do need to meet. There's things that we need to go over.
Sure. Keep up a great work, Ted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. It was great talking to you again.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I just want to thank you all for listening today around the world. We've had an incredible interview with Ariana and her friend Kyle Matthews on messages from her friends in the higher dimensions. 1 week from today, we'll be having a pre-recorded interview with a gentleman who has been on a Galactic Alliance ship and who has been trained by the Galactic Alliance to remove negative alien implants. Kyle and Ariana, we've got about a minute left, and I want to give you the rest of the time here to please wrap up your wonderful interview.
I'm going to just bring them in quickly.
Okay. I can hear you. Yeah, is Kyle there?
I think we did lose Kyle. No, I think he's gone. So they basically said just keep up a great work, and everything we do counts, and we all matter. So, you know, each one of us, including, you know, I know you have been doing amazing job, Ted, but everyone who's listening, we are making a difference. So just keep up a good work for everyone, okay? Take care.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ariana, for coming on today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ted. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. And for my many listeners around the world, I hope you have a beautiful and bright weekend, and thank you so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio.